The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks are looking at their final game of a season-high six-game homestand as a golden opportunity to take a step forward in the building process. Tonight, the Sharks face off against a team with the best record in the NHL, the Vegas Golden Knights. It's the third and final meeting of the regular season series between these Pacific Division rivals. The Sharks so far are 0-2 against Vegas, outscored in those games 13-6. Their current streak against the Golden Knights is 0-5-1, and their streak at home is 0-3. Those are not exactly high-energy numbers to head into a game. But the Sharks are coming off two great contests against Tampa Bay and against New Jersey, two of the better clubs in the Eastern Conference of the NHL. Head coach Ryan Warsawski talked about what's gone right in those last two contests that need to be built upon for tonight's game.
I think we've been pretty consistent in what our game and our identity is as a team. And, I think we're skating, we're closing quickly in the defensive zone, and then we're jumping on teams with our line rush. We've had some really good chances off the rush against Jersey, and it all started because of what we were doing in the defensive zone. So our breakouts were better, we were executing, we were being more connected as a group, and we need to continue to have more of that tonight.
When asked about what's gone right in the last two contests, Alex Wennberg was also talking about solid structure in all facets of the game.
Right now, we kind of eliminate the mistakes from our part, and we kind of like stick into what we're good at. And at the end of the day, I feel like it's been a few games. The last 10 games where we had the lead and haven't found a way? The last couple of games, I feel like we really played through and worked for one another, like all the way to the end. So it's the same case tonight. Great challenge, but also this is what we're kind of like. We're up for the challenge and excited about it as well.
Vegas does take advantage of every opportunity that they see. Even if it's only a sliver of a chance, oftentimes they can thread the needle and make a critical play. Case in point, the last time the Sharks played the Vegas Golden Knights, San Jose had a lead in the third period, 3-2. And the Sharks were actually on the power play early in the third when Vegas took control with two shorthanded goals on the same shift.
And the penalty on Ferraro is already over. Lead pass, though, McNabb coming in. This could be trouble. He stick handles, he shoots, and he scores! That's a shorthanded goal for Braden McNabb. Exactly the opposite of what the San Jose Sharks needed. And it's 3-3 at 1:03 of period number three. Goal scored by number three, Braden McNabb. Off the faceoff now. Here's a shot to the empty net. Score! From long distance, Brett Howden pops it in. His third goal against San Jose this season, and the Sharks will go down to defeat 6-3.
With five forwards on the ice on that first power play unit, there are a lot of responsibilities you have to remember when you lose the puck and try to get it back. Alex Wennberg breaks it down to zone entry and puck recovery.
Obviously, winning the first face-off, we kind of like starting the zone right now. It feels like we kind of like just going up and down the ice, chasing the puck a little bit. But, I mean, you just haven't been good enough. Power play is supposed to be out there to make a difference, at least bring out some energy. And right now, we're not creating the chances. We're not really making a difference. So, obviously, it's got to step up. And, I mean, that's why you have those days to work on it and be better. And in small details, like you just talk about, getting the puck back and breaking aim. But it also comes down to the mentality of the game. You kind of want it a little bit more than the other team. So that's something we really like put some emphasis on tonight.
And here's Timothy Liljegren, who looks like he moves to that top power play unit today, talking about where the structure can be better when the team has the man advantage.
I think a lot of stuff, I think zone entries are one thing. It's kind of, you know, if you have a good zone entry, you tend to, you know, create chances off that. But also whenever we do shoot it or lose the puck, just get it back. Kind of be puck hounds out there and, you know, work as hard as you do 5-on-5. Work as hard on the power play. I think, you know, we've been struggling a little bit with, as you said, zone entries and getting pucks back whenever we, you know, lose it. So I think that's, you know, the mentality.
We've talked a lot about this season, about how teenage hockey players like Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith have adjusted to the league, and how Shakir Muhammadulin, who gets back into action tonight against Vegas, have also continued to develop. But you also can't forget that some of the guys that are young veterans on this team, Henry Thrun, Fabian Zetterlund, William Eklund, are all still young hockey players. Head coach Ryan Warsawski doesn't forget that.
Yeah, we got a young team, and all of them are trying to get better individually, and that's our job as coaches, to continue to push the envelope and challenge them to continue to get better, not get comfortable, and we got to continue to do it and help our young players understand certain aspects of each game, that of their game and as a team game, and where we need to manage it, and obviously don't want to take the stick out of their hand, let their skill set come out, but at the end of the day, it's about winning and having winning habits and continue to improve on those habits. So we got a young team that their guys are really working extremely hard on off the ice. It's a great group to coach because they want to be coached. They want to get better, and it's been obviously a fun first half as far as in that sense. Obviously, we want some more wins, but it's starting to come along here.
And so what makes the Vegas Golden Knights so tough? Since December the 1st, they've got the best record in the NHL at 12-2, which is an 85.7 win percentage. Alex Wenberg talked about what makes Vegas tougher than most other teams.
Well, I mean, it's a good team for sure. Obviously, the way they play the game is really fast. I mean, you can see you make a little bit of a mistake, turnover or something, they kind of feed off it and just use their speed. So obviously you got to be really structured. You got to just keep doing your game, playing your game, and play 60 minutes. If you let it off the gas a little bit, they take advantage of it.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The hat trick for William Eklund!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Hey Sharks fans, what is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? FinCycle. But seriously folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at SavingsActionCenter.com.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Vegas is coming off a 3-1 win against the Buffalo Sabres on Saturday at T-Mobile Arena, but they have dropped a couple of interesting contests. Most recently, a 3-2 loss at the hands of the Montreal Canadiens on December 31st in their own rink. Head coach Bruce Cassidy says that teams at the top of the NHL oftentimes lose their focus against teams that are lower in the standings, but he says his club is better this year at it than last year.
I think we're much closer to the team to where we're, yeah. We go into games thinking we're going to take care of business. Yeah. And when it starts to get away from us, from a team that we feel we're better than, we can get back on track. Last year we got off track and there was games we just never got back on. And I could go through some of them in Anaheim, Columbus, Buffalo, Arizona, and now I'm naming teams that are going to be mad that I'm, but they were below us in the standings, so that's just a reality. But at the end of the day, we've been able, doing a better job this year when that stretch goes, like the last time in here, right? We We go into the third period down a goal, doesn't get away from us, we fix it in a hurry. Not only do we kill a penalty, we score. So we're doing a better job with that this year with teams that we feel, hey, let's get to our game, put some pressure on them, you know, see if we can put them on their heels. We've done a really good job of that, and it's resulted a lot of times in us, you know, getting some goals and eventually winning.
Join Alex Stalock and me at 7 o'clock Pacific time for the Sharks and the Vegas Golden Knights. Find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online, and on terrestrial radio affiliate stations. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's it for the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.